My dog, Cody, wags his fluffy white tail when we get back to the apartment. Dad is cooking dinner. Another reason why I can't leave him. I'd starve. The only things Mom knows how to make are reservations. Mom looks up from her computer and bolts over to us with hand sanitizer as soon as we walk inside. "Rub your hands together," she orders, while she counts the seconds. "I watched this YouTube video. You have to rub for 20 seconds. We rub and rub, even when we run out of sanitizer, until we finally get to 20. "Now go take a shower," she says. "And remember, put the toilet seat down before you flush." "Why?" I ask.
"Because the virus can spread through poop,"
my grandmother's voice calls from the speakers of Mom's computer.
"Through poop?"
Leah asks from the kitchen, horrified. She's helping Dad with dinner and drops the wooden salad spoon. She runs from the kitchen island to her room, screaming. I chuckle at my sister. Sometimes I forget she's still 6. "Hi, Lalao." I walk over and wave, while Bowen takes a shower first. I miss my Lao Lao. She and my Lao Ye live in Beijing. I haven't seen them since Christmas. They were supposed to come down for Chinese New Year, but then the news of the virus hit. Another thing the virus canceled.
"Hi, Didi,"
she says, calling me by my nickname, the Mandarin phrase for younger brother. Even though the rest of Hong Kong speaks Cantonese, we're Mandarin speakers because my grandparents are from Beijing.
"You excited about going to America?"
I turn to my mom. "I thought we decided not to go."
"We haven't decided yet, Ma,"
Mom says to Lao Lao.
"What if it spreads there?"
Lao Lao asks.
"They have almost no cases," Mom tells her.
"But what if?"
"That won't happen in America," Mom says. "They have the most advanced medical system in the world. We'll be fine."
"Just be careful. And tell the kids they must wear a mask on the plane. And Andrew."
"Dad's not coming," I tell Lao Lao. "He has to stay here and work."
Lao Lao peers into the Skype at Mom.
"He's not coming? So you'd be taking the kids by yourself? You say that like it's so impossible."
Mom frowns at my grandmother.
"It is impossible," I pipe in. "We're a handful."
Mom gives me a look. The last time Mom took care of us on her own was before Leah was born, and she had Lao Lao to help her.
"I'll be fine," she insists.
I shake my head. I'm not so confident.
"I'd stay put and ride it out.
Stock up on essentials,"
Lao Lao suggests, pointing to her humongous stash of groceries in her kitchen.
"Wow, that's a lot of flour."
Lao Lao tells me she plans on not leaving her apartment until this thing is over. Even if it takes 5 months, she'll hibernate like a bear, which makes me a little sad.
Are we not going to see her the whole time?
"Well, I can't do that," Mom says. "The kids need to go out and run around, especially Knox." She glances at me. "You know how he is."
"How am I?" I wonder.
"And is that the reason we're doing this? Because Mom thinks I can't handle spending 5 months cooped up inside our apartment in Hong Kong? I can handle it. Despite what Lily, my therapist at school, says, I can stay put." I sigh a little thinking about Lily. Now that school's closed indefinitely, I wonder when I'll see her again. Mom says after next week, we're going to start online school. She says it's going to be fun, like a video game. I doubt that. I think it's going to be like the kind of video game where everything constantly freezes.